Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This morning, an update on a story we first told you about earlier this month. A City of Boston outreach worker shot in the head in the line of duty last year is now closer to getting the recognition and the financial help that many say he deserves. The case of William Harvey also led to a call for giving added protections to city street workers in the future. WBUR's David Boeri first told us of this story and joins us this morning for the update. Good morning, David, and thanks for coming in.
Good morning, Bob.
David, the city street worker, William Harvey, went before the Boston City Council yesterday. Tell us what happened and why he was there.
Well, Bob, city councilors were recognizing the plight of William Harvey, you know, what had happened to him and the sacrifices that he had made. As if being shot wasn't bad enough, he then experiences, he goes into the shock of a financial crisis because there aren't sufficient protections for him. As a city employee, he fell through all the cracks, Bob. But finally, yesterday, Harvey's plight was on everyone's mind at City Hall.
How you doing?
Pretty good yourself?
Good, good. They're all waiting for you upstairs.
Five.
Well, I'm waiting.
They were waiting for William Harvey Jr. He had come here to City Hall with his year-old son and his girlfriend, and considering what he'd been through since getting shot last summer, he could be forgiven for keeping city councilors waiting. City Councilor Felix Arroyo introduced Harvey to his fellow city councilors.
Will was shot while doing his job as a street worker for a bullet that was not meant for him. It was meant for someone else, but it still got him.
Got him in the back of the head with a bullet that smashed up against Will's skull instead of smashing his skull. Apparently, it was a bad round from a gun illegally held by one gang member trying to shoot someone from a rival gang who Will's fellow street workers were trying to pull off the streets and put onto a better path.
The work that you do every day and all of our street workers do every day is changing the face of Boston. But it also, I'm sure, changed your life.
Yeah, Harvey softly assented to Councilor Maureen Feeney. And how? Unable to return to his duties, he went on workers' comp, a much smaller share of an already modest salary. In effect, by getting shot, Will Harvey took a pay cut. Couldn't pay the rent, his college loans, or help support his mother. When we met him in December, more than 3 months after the shooting, he still hadn't heard from the mayor, any of the city councilors, black ministers who make up the 10-point coalition, or even his union. And he had gotten no trauma counseling. He was hospitalized for an anxiety attack.
It's honestly been a very traumatic experience.
Holding their son, Sherry Atkins watched along with Harvey's fellow street workers as City Council President Michael Ross gave welcome, if belated, acknowledgement to Will Harvey's plight.
We need to stand up for those people who are standing up for our city.
In response to our story on Will Harvey earlier this month, his union, SEIU Local 888, and its new president, Bruce Bucardi, stepped in. And so too did new city councilor Felix Arroyo, who sponsored a resolution honoring Will Harvey.
We as a council express our gratitude for the sacrifices that you've made for the young people of the city and for everyone else. Thank you very much, Will.
Kind words, they won't pay the bills. But his suddenly energized union got the city to agree to provide Harvey a grant of $4,000 to cover the debts that followed his loss of income, making this resolution sweeter.
I accept it on behalf of my family and for all the street workers who risk their lives every day. We came from the streets, we know the streets, and we feel we have the duty to protect the streets from danger, to protect our neighborhoods.
I just hope we don't have to bring another Will Harvey into this chamber and give him a resolution and honor him in that way, but then not support the man who's struggling right now just to survive.
In his inaugural speech, Felix Arroyo called on the council to consider proper and fair compensation above workers' comp for any street worker shot or otherwise hurt in the future.
And frankly, folks, we have to do better by them when they are a victim of that very same violence that we asked them to confront.
As the council unanimously supported Arroyo's call for a hearing and stood up in applause, William Harvey welled up with tears.
David Boeri joins us back in the studio again now. David, tell us more. Tell us what Boston City Councilors are considering.
Well, the idea, Bob, is to come up with some compensation for street workers along the lines that police officers and firefighters receive. If a police officer is shot in the line of duty, he receives 100% of his salary tax-free while he's recovering. Same is true for firefighters. And so the idea is to provide some compensation, but to keep it very tightly focused so that this provision that they're talking about would only affect street workers who are injured by violent acts perpetrated against them. This isn't about, and they want to make it clear, this is not going to be about people stubbing their toes or bending over, hurting their backs, going to the file drawers. And city council say if they keep this tightly focused, they can make a change without going to the legislature for permission.
What about the $4,000 grant that William Harvey is getting?
Well, the local union and the city have a partnership. It's called the Boston Housing Trust. So the board unanimously voted to give Will Harvey a $4,000 grant, which matches his debts to date since his shooting.
So taking care of the bills that have
stacked up. So far, that's
okay.
Right.
Where is Mayor Thomas Menino on all of this? Has he weighed in yet?
Well, this is what's strange. The mayor, Will Harvey says, never reached out to him after his shooting and all those months while he's recovering. And yesterday, neither the mayor nor apparently any of his representatives were at the council hearing to honor Harvey. And that did not go unnoticed by either street workers or the city councilors.
As I understand it, when William Harvey addressed the Boston City Council yesterday, David, he thanked you personally and WBUR for shedding light on the story. And I'm wondering if you can tell us what drew you to William Harvey's story.
You know, I've been out with street workers. I've seen what they're up against, and it's amazing. Some of those workers have seen several people shot in front of them at close range, certainly Will's friend. So I know what they're up against, you know, and covering whenever a police officer is shot on the line of duty, that's front page news. We go out, we cover the story. He's recognized as a hero. And the police and fire departments both have terrific crisis teams to help their own. So suddenly, here's a street worker who got no attention and practically no support after he was shot. That was bad for him, obviously, bad for the street workers. And you got to remember, the police and city officials are always crediting street workers with playing a big role in lowering violence in the city.
They repeatedly, daily, expose themselves to the dangers of working in the community, in the line of fire.
It is amazing to see what they go through. And they really are keeping the city safer.
WBUR's David Boeri, thanks a lot for coming in.
You're welcome, Bob.